AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Abdirahman Sheikh Mohammed pleaded not guilty today in Columbus, Ohio.
His intent for the United States was to kill Americans. That included U.S. military, police, and anyone in uniform.
Prosecutor Doug Squire says Mohammed is charged with traveling to Syria and training with terrorists. Sam Szymanski is Mohammed's attorney.
There's a lot of gray here. You know, does this kid have any serious prior record? Zero. Has he ever exhibited violent tendencies? Zero. Has he ever had a weapons charge? Zero.
Mohammed is a U.S. citizen originally from Somalia. In Iraq,
a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device was detonated directly outside an entry point on the perimeter of the U.S. consulate in Erbil today.
Marie Harf at the State Department says no consulate personnel or guards were killed or injured. Meantime, a series of bombings through Baghdad have killed at least 40 people. President Obama says it's embarrassing. He wants the Senate to stop the delays and vote on his nominee for Attorney General, Loretta Lynch.
Enough. Call Loretta Lynch for a vote. Get her confirmed. Put her in place. Let her do her job. This is embarrassing, a process like this.
Dozens of Republicans in the Senate have opposed Lynch for various reasons, mostly because she supports the president's immigration policies. The president also says he surprised Russia's suspension of missile sales to Iran held for as long as it did. The White House objected earlier this week when Russia announced it would lift a 5-year ban on delivery of anti-aircraft missiles. Police in Maryland are promising a thorough investigation into the death of a man in custody after officers shocked him with a stun gun outside a home he allegedly broke into. GlaxoSmithKline is recalling about 1.7 million doses of its popular 4-in-1 flu vaccine. Its effectiveness can weaken over time. Investors are worried about the situation in Greece. Stocks are sharply lower. This is AP Radio News. The Army, again, is shutting down some specialized medical units set up to help treat severely wounded troops returning from two world wars. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The Warrior Transition Care units were set up after the Walter Reed Army Medical Center scandal 8 years ago, as the military struggled to care for badly wounded service members returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. But as the wars have wound down, the number of troops needing complex care has dropped sharply. The Army will close 10 of its 25 warrior transition units by August 2016, saving about $352 million. It's the second straight year that units have closed. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The United Nations Weather Agency is removing ISIS from a list of future Pacific hurricane names, calling it inappropriate because the Islamic State group is called ISIS. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.